Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Dalet. We're going to begin 8 lines from the top, Chav Dalet Omer Aleph, with the words, Boy Rav Oven. We're learning today's share, Le'ili Nishmas Gloria Grob, Golda Ita Bas Yosef Tzvi. All those neshamas that we've learned for should have an aliyah. And we continue to learn for Rafua Shalema, for the people that were injured, Rachmana Litzlan, and the families that are suffering, Nebuch in Nichum Avelim, for the terrible tragedy in Meron, Hashem Yirachem. So we begin Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Boy, Rabbi Oven. Rabbi Oven has the following shaila: Trumas Hadeshen, the fact that the Kohen has to go and remove some of the ash from the mizbeach. So when he does so, what is the shear? Bekama, how much does he have to remove? So the Gemara says, "Be Trumas Meiser Yofil in Law." Sure, we learn it out from Trumas Meiser. Now Trumas Meiser is what we call Meiser min a Meiser. It's 1/10 when the Levi is given his Meiser Rishon, he has to take that 1/10 that he gets and take 1/10 of that and give it to the Kohen. That's called Trumas Meiser or Meiser Min HaMeiser. So do we say that the Trumas Hadeshen should be compared to Trumas Meiser or Mi Trumas Midyan Yafin Lo? Or should we say that it should be to the booty that we got when we defeated Midyan, when we came out of Mitzrayim and we ultimately defeated Midian before we entered into Eretz Yisrael? So there, the booty was 1/500. So should the Trumas Hadeshen be 1/500? Or should it be Trumas Meiser? Should it be 1/10? This Meiser, Min HaMeiser. Now, both Tosos and the Tosos Yishonim ask, why didn't we ask some other types of Meiser? Why didn't we say Truma Gedola? It should be a 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. Why wasn't that put into the equation as a possibility? Why wasn't Chala put into the equation as a possibility? And both Tosos and the Tosos Yishon give different answers for the different scenarios. By the Truma Gedola, it doesn't use the Lashon of Haroma. So therefore, that's why it wasn't as a possibility. And by Chala, which does say Kain Torimu, so the Tosafos Yeshanim says, Deinachanami, it could have said that. Ela delo choshev, ela elu. It chose to pick these. And in fact, the answer is not going to be either one of these two, as we'll see. So the Gemara tries to now give us an answer. Toshma. Let's bring a raya from the following brisa, the Tony Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya learned in this brisa. Namar kam veheirim. It says in regards to the Trumas Hadeshen, a loshon of veheirim, you shall go and separate, lift up this Trumas Hadeshen. And it says, Namar lahalin, in regards to a carbon mincha, it says, veheirim, it says the Kohen has to take off the komets. He has to take the handful from the mincha. Now, over there, the komets is done by inserting, the Kohen inserts his hand into the flour offering, and he takes a handful, he scoops from that handful, he wipes the top off with his thumb, he wipes the bottom off with his pinky, and what's left in the three fingers that's left behind, so that is called the komets, the kmitza. So there it says a lashon of harama. So therefore, ma lahalon bekumtso, just like by the taking off the komets from the mincha, it's called bekumtso, that's the shear. So too, by the Trumas Hadeshen, avkan bekumtso. So too over here, it is the shear. And as Rashi points out, that's the minimal shear. V'yomratzalahosef Yosef. If he wants to take more, it's not a problem. D'hocha, leka l'meimar dafka komar. It doesn't mean that you must take off only a handful, because it's impossible to figure out exactly a handful, because these are coals that you're talking about. They're hot when you take off the Trumas Hadeshen, and you can't stick your hand in it. So it's an estimation by definition. Now, this is something that's a little bit surprising, that we gave an answer that wasn't even one of the possibilities that we suggested. And the Tosus Yishanim brings down that this is something that we find throughout Shas. Similarly, the Tosus Arush says this is something that we find in many places in Shas, just like this, that we'll say, well, is it A, is it B? And then we say, no, it's really C. Why they didn't mention that, I don't have an answer. By the way, the Gemara Menachos has a machlokes. What is the shear of this Trumas Hadeshen, this komets that you take? So it brings down, it's either about 2 kizaisim or slightly less than 2 kizaisim. The Yerushalmi disagrees and says it's 1 kizais because it uses the Lashon of Achila, and the Lashon of Achila always implies a kizais. So the bottom line is, we're not 100% sure what this shear actually is, so it certainly should be at least a kizayis, possibly at least 2 kizayisim, and there is no maximum. You can take off much more than that if you want to. Now the Gemara starts a new discussion. Amar Rav, Rav tells us, Arba Avodos, there are 4 different activities that a Kohen does normally, which if a Zor does them, a Zor by definition is a non-Kohen, a person who's not roy to do the Avoda. Chayev Alei Misa, if the Zor were to do these 4 types of activities in the Beis HaMikdash, he would be Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. he'd be liable to death at the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are these four activities, these four avodos? So Zrika is the applications of the blood on the Mizbeach. Vaktora, this would be the actual sacrificing of something on the Mizbeach. V'nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the wine during Sukkos on the Mizbeach. And V'nisuch HaYayin, and the pouring of the wine libations on the Mizbeach after various korbanos. So these four activities, which we'll learn why in a moment, Rav says, if a non-Kohen does them, these are all Chayav Misa B'dei Shomayim. Levi adds, the Levi Omar also af Trumas Adeshin. That's why this is being brought in here now, because it's talking about the Trumas Adeshin. So Levi holds, as opposed to Rav, Levi holds that even if a Zohar did the Trumas Adeshin, he would be Chayav Misa. Rav says no. If a Zohar does the Trumas Adeshin, he's not Chayav Misa. And we learned likewise in a Brisa. V'chein Tani Levi b'masnise. Levi taught in his Brises, and he said, af Truma. Af Trumas Adeshin. He said as well, in addition to the four that Rav mentioned, also the Trumas Adeshin, if it's done by a Zohar, a non-Kohen, so Yechayev Misa. Now, what's the understanding of this machlokes? So my time of the Rav. First Gemara asks, what is Rav's reasoning to say that those four and not the Trumas Adeshin? So he darshens it from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yatov v'necho, so Pasuk in Bamidbar, you and your sons, Aaron a Kohen, Itcha with you, Tishmi Weskunaschem, you have to safeguard your kahuna. L'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, for everything in regard to the mizbeach, ulmiveis la-paroches, as well as within the paroches, inside the Holy of Holies. And vavadetem, you shall do the avoda. The pasuk continues, avodas matana etenis kunaschem, that these matanos that you do, you're active doing the avoda, you must do it, v'hazor ha-karev, you must. And a non-Kohen, a Zor, who does this, he will die. His chayv misa b'dei shamayim. Now, the Pasuk specifically states that this is avadetem, is avodas matana. You have to do an application or an active doing of something, a matana, putting something on. The low avoda siluk, as opposed to removing something. So, doing zrika, Haktorah, Nisuch HaMayim, or Nisuch HaYayin, all of these are putting something on, and Trumas Adeshin is removing something, and therefore, Avodas Matana implies something being put on, and not below Avodas Siluk, and not something being taken off. Furthermore, what things of Avodas Matana, what types of Matana? It says, Vavadetem, which we darshin out, that means Avad Tam. So, you will only put things on that are Tam, Avodah Tama, which means something that finishes off. So if something is an end matana, as Rashi says, avoda shehi gomeres umis mames esadavar, it finishes off something, the lo sheyesh achare avoda, and there's no other avoda after it. For example, what would be an example of an avoda that's something afterwards? Go shchita, the Kabbalah, the halacha. So the shchita has something after it, the Kabbalah has something after it, the halacha towards the mizbeach. Sheyesh achare zrika, and they all of them have after them the zrika. But after the zrika, avozrika avoda achrona shebedam. That's the end function or the end avodas kahuna that the blood has done to it, the being put on the mizbeach. And therefore, likewise, the haktorah, the komets, mincha, by doing the sacrificing of the komets of the korban mincha on the mizbeach, and the sacrificial limbs or the sacrificial fats of the ola and the other korbanos. And likewise, the chaynitzach hayayin, b'chol hashana, the pouring of the wine libation, there's nothing after it, b'chayn hamayin, b'chag, and the water libations on Sukkot. So all of these are final acts, avoda tama. So therefore, the two things that Rav learns out, it has to be an avoda, which means doing something and not removing something, and then it has to be a concluding type of an avoda tama, nigmeres, it completes something, and not a intermediate step or an initial step, v'lo avoda, sheyesh achare avoda, not something which still has after it another avoda. That's why Rav said it's these four avodos only, zrika, haktorah, nisuch hamayim, and nisuch hayayin. Everybody asks, why didn't we put together the Nisuch HaMayim and the Nisuch HaYayin? So a couple of terutzim are given. Tosfos Yeshanim says that these are, Yesh Lomar, Kivon She'ein Nisuch HaMayim Ela Pam'achas B'Shana, since it's only done once a year during Sukkot, whereas Nisuch HaYayin is done Yom Yom, so therefore Machshavu Tarti. That's why he wrote down two separate actions, as opposed to different Haktoros, which are done all the time, so he didn't divide up all the different Haktoros. Or all the different zrikos, because they're done on a regular basis. That's from the Rabbeinu Yosef. He then brings down others that give different reasons. He says, I don't like them, so this is the good teretz. No, what does Levi do? Levi, Rabbi, Rachmona, l'chol dvar mizbeach. He says, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, l'chol dvar hamizbeach, which means anything dealing with the mizbeach, including things that you're removing from the mizbeach. No, that's a good drasha. What does Rab do with that? Rab, how? He says, you need l'chol dvar mizbeach to teach me lasuye sheva ha'zol shebifnim v'shebemetzora. That's to tell us that the things that are done in the heichal, in the kodesh, not the kodesh kodoshim, but the sprinklings that are done with various kabanos in the heichal. There's the par helem dovish al tzibur, and the par that's brought by the Kohen Moshiach when he makes a mistake, or the seer Avodah Zarah that's brought for Klal Yisrael when they make a mistake with Avodah Zarah. So these types of things are sprinkled towards the paroches. They aren't brought lufnai v'lufnim at all. They're just sprinkled in the heichal towards the paroches, and then their applications are put on the inner mizbeach. Then you have the two avodas of Yom Kippur that are done both lufnai v'lufnim, the par and the sar Yom Kippur, that are done lufnai v'lufnim, and then they're also done lefnim. They're also done towards the parochas as well. So these five types of korbanos that are brought, their seven hazos, towards the parochas from inside the heichal towards the parochas, not lefnai v'lefnim. So you need l'chol dvar mizbeach to tell me that if a zor does that, it also is no good. And likewise, sheba mitzora. As Rashi points out, the mitzora had certain hazos done as well. Shemaze miluk shemen beheichal, that you had the spritzing either towards the heichal, some suggest inside the heichal, but more likely that it's towards the heichal that were done these spritzings as well. So therefore, if you didn't have the chol dvar mizbeach, you wouldn't know this. So that's what Rav uses it for, but not for siluk, not for taking things off like the Trumas Hadeshin. No, how does Levi learn this out? The Levi, nafkule, mi devar, it could have said, but it didn't say that. It said l'chol devar. So it said kol dvar hamizbeach, and therefore he darshens the extra kol dvar as opposed to midvar. No, that's how Levi learns out both. He learns out siluk, the trumas adeshin, as well as the sheven hazos of those five korbanos, as well as the hazos of the mitzora. No, what does Rav do with this drasha? Why doesn't Rav learn out kol dvar? So he says, Rav, dvar, v'chol dvar, lo darish. He doesn't hold that that is extra. He says that's the normal usage of the word. Therefore, he only has one drasha. He only uses it for the sheva azol, shebifnim, and for the betzora. And therefore, he excludes the siluk, the removal, the trumas hadeshen. Gemara says, nu, let's suggest, ve'emo, l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach is actually a klal. Everything that's on the mizbeach has to be done by a kohen. Anything that a zor does is no good. But then it says avodas matana is a prat. So this should be darshed like a klal uprat. And normally when you have a klal uprat, ein b'klal elabashim uprat. We specialize and say that the klal has been reduced to only what is the prat. Meaning avodas matana in, avodas siluk lo. And therefore it should only be a matana. Like Rav said, kasha on Levi. That he says it includes the trumas hadeshin. So Gemara says, Amar Kra, no. Levi would answer, the Pasuk tells us, and we turn to Chav Dalet on the Beis, the Pasuk tells us, Ulmi Beis Laparoches Vavaritem. The Pasuk tells us that with inside the Lefnai V'Lefnim, that's where we have Vavaritem. And if I only had that, I would have said, Elmi Beis Laparoches, inside the Kodesh Kodashim, Hu Diavodis Matana, V'lo Avodis Siluk, only over there does it have to be an actual application as opposed to a removal. But every place else, Habachutz, outside the Lefnai V'Lefnim, Afilu, in that situation, Avodah Siluk would also be included. The Trumas HaDeshen would also be included. So therefore, the Klal Uprat doesn't work. Gemara says, Ihochi. So then, Vavaritem Nami. Then it says, Vavaritem, that should only be, for the Avodah's Tama should only be, Elmi Beis Laparochas, only for things that are inside the Lefnai V'Lefnim. There, who davodat tama below avodah sheyesh achrei avodah, only inside the Holy of Holies is a final action going to be something that if a person who is a non-Kohen does it, they would be chayiv. And if there wasn't an avodat tama, a non-Kohen who did it would not be chayiv. But the implication would be, ha b'chutz, outside the lefnai v'lefnim, even afilu, avodah sheyesh achrei avodah, even an avodah that wasn't an avodat tama, something like the Kabbalah, the Holacha, that would be then chayiv if it's done by a zor. Shmuel says, no, that's also not correct. Because the pasuk says va'avaditem. It says va'avaditem. That vav is coming to be mechabrit. Hodor arvekra. That comes to go and bring it back to teach us l'chol dvar mizbeach, that that applies to everything on the mizbeach, and therefore only an avodah tama is going to be chayiv misa if a non kohen did it, if a zohar did it, and not something that is not an avodah tama. Again, they're not allowed to do something that's not an avodah tama. They can't do the kabbalah; it must be done by a kohen, but it wouldn't be a chayiv of misa. Now we ask another question. Boy, Rava asks, Avodah Siluk Bahechol Mahu. Okay, you just taught us that the Trumas Hadeshen, according to Rav, is going to be something that a non-Kohen isn't allowed to do, but he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. And according to Levi, he would be Chayiv Misa. But that's in the Azorah. What about in the Kodesh? Not the Kodesh Kedoshim, but in the Kodesh, where you have the removal of the ash that is on the inner Mizbeach from the Ketores, and you have the Hatovas Haneros. So all of that, if a non-Kohen were to do it, what would be the halacha? That's what Rava asked. Boy, Rava, Avodah Siluk Behechol Mahu. Do we say Lifnim Medaminon Le? Do we say it's compared to, like, inside the Kodesh Kodashim, for which we said that only actions that you do, positive, are Chayiv Misa, but something like Siluk would not be Chayiv Misa? Or do we compare it to the Azara, or Lechutz B'damin Alei, where Levi holds that the Trumas Hadeshen is Chayiv Misa if it's done by Azara? So what about the removal of the ash from the incense that's on the inner Mizbeach, as well as the Hatavas and Eros? What is the din? So Rava asked the question, and Hoda Pashto, he himself answered it. He said, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ulami Beis. It could have said Mibeis, but it says, Ulami Beis, that comes to teach me also inside the Kodesh. And therefore, the Kodesh has the same halachic status as the Kodesh Kodoshim. And therefore, the only things that you'd be chayiv misa for if a Zohar did them would be things that are actively done, positively done, but siluk would not apply, just like it didn't apply in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Siluk to be chayiv misa wouldn't apply in the Kodesh as well. So therefore, if a non-Kohen were to do the removal of the ash from the inner Mizbeach, or to do the Hatavas and Eros, he would not be Chayiv Misa. Again, he's not supposed to, but he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. So clearly, according to what Rava just said, it's only Siluk, it's only removal, that there is a dispensation, if you wish, that you're not Chayiv Misa if a non-Kohen, if a Zohar did the removal of the ash from the inner Mizbeach or from the Hatavas and Eros. But that implies that if an application was done there by a Zohar, there would be Chayiv Misa. So the more questions is, Elamayata, what you're saying is, Zohar shesidir es shulchan l'chayiv. If a Zohar were to put the lechem upon him, the 12 showbreads, onto the shulchan, when the Kohanim are supposed to do that, if a Zohar did it, are you saying, since that's an application, that's an avodas matana that's done inside the Heichal, would you be chayiv for doing that? Is that really true? Would a Zohar, a non-Kohen, who put the lechem upon him on the Shulchan, be chayiv Misa? Shmuel says, no. You know why he's not chayiv Misa? Because it's not a avodas tam. It's not tama. It's not a last end avoda. Because after you place the lechem upon him, you also have sidur bazichin. Ika sidur bazichin. That they would put the ladle full of lavona, of the frankincense, on top of each of the six breads. So you have two stacks of six breads each. That's the lechem upon him. And they had to place a ladle full of lavona on the top. So therefore, there was another thing done after the sidur of the lechem upon on the shulchan. And therefore, since it's not an avodas tama, that's why a Zohar would not be chayiv misa. Shmuel says, okay, so then sidur bazichin l'chayiv. Okay, so great. You answered the question. If a Zohar were to be misadur the lechem upon him on the shulchan, they're not chayiv. But then, if a Zohar were to do the sidur bazichin, if he put down the two ladlefuls on the top, so then they would be chayiv. So Gemara says, no, ika siluk v'yaktara. No, there's the removal of the bazichin, and then they are placed on the mizbeach, and there's the haktara. So therefore, this is included in haktara. It is a avodas tama of haktara. And therefore, if the Zohar did that, the Zohar would be chayiv, but not for the sidur bazichin, and not certainly for the sidur of the lechem upon him on the shulchan. Gemara continues and says, what about Zohar shesidir es haminorah? Lichayev, based upon what you're saying, that inside the Kodesh, inside the Heichol, only Siluk is not Chayev Misa, but your implication was that Avodas Matana is Chayev Misa, so if a Zohar were to set up the menorah, so then they should be Chayev. Gemara says, no, because after you set up the menorah, Ika Nesinas Psila, you still have to put in the wicks. So the wicks is the final activity, and not the setting it up. Therefore, the setting it up is not an avodas tama, so Zohar is never chayiv misa for doing a non-avodas tama. So Gemara says the obvious question. Okay, so nosam psila l'chayiv. Okay, so great. The seder is a menorah, you wouldn't be chayiv, but putting in the wicks then should make you chayiv. That's an avodas tama. Gemara says, no, it's also not an avodas tama. Ika nesinas shemen, because you have to put the oil in. Gemara says, the obvious question. Okay, so then, granted, the nesinas pesila is not avodas tama, but then the nesinas shemen, nosan shemen, lichayev. It should be chayev if you put in the oil. Gemara says, no, that's not an avodas tama either, because ika ad loka, you still have to light it. So Gemara says the obvious teretz. Okay, so then hidlik l'chayiv. So then the person who lights it, if he's a czar, he should be chayiv. And the Gemara answers over here, hadlaka l'avodah. The act of lighting it is not considered an avodah. As the Tosos Yeshanim tells us, three lines in the bottom, hadlaka l'avodah, shahashalheves, the flame, olameyaleh, it goes up on its own. However, hatzachas halisa, but actually sticking in, like a match, ika eish gadol, then you're actually doing something. Here, it's just the flame that's attaching to the wick, and therefore, that's not really doing anything. However, he says, temolah of Yosef, kiven dadlok alab avodahi, amayk siv bohen kohen. Then why does a kohen have to do it? Siv daberol arom yobanov, ba'luz chos haniros. So he says, akasha, how come it needs to be done by a kohen? It's not really an avodas, and it shouldn't have to be done by a kohen. Okay, so that's a kasha. But the bottom line is, it's not an avodas tama, and that's why you're not chayiv. If a zohar were to do it, he wouldn't be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Question is it aser? So the Rambam actually has an opinion that says it's not an avoda, and the non-kohen is allowed to do it l'chatchila. No, the kohanim usually did it. But if a non-kohen were to do it, it would be fine as long as he didn't go into the heichal. So if they took it outside the heichal and he went and did it outside the heichal, technically it would be good. But many others disagree and say, no, you wouldn't be chiyav misa. But again, it's usser. It's not allowed for a non-kohen to do this. It should be done by a kohen. In any event, the Gemara now asks, really, is it not an avoda? Is lighting the lamps of the menorah not an avoda? Below? But Tanya, but we learn in the Braisa, says, V'nostu bnei Aaron HaKohen eish al hamizbeach, v'orchu eitzim al eish. So it's not talking about Bahaloschos and Eros like we just said. That we pointed out is not an avoda. But here, putting the fire on the eish, which we said, while there is a fire that comes from Shemayim, there is also a chiyuv for the bnei Aaron to go put the wood onto the mizbeach, the shtei gzira eitzim, and go and put fire up on the mizbeach, v'orchu eitzim al eish. So now, that teaches us, limit al-hatsosas alisa, that is the like the using the little pieces of wood, the little matches, the little chips of wood, to go and light the fire. So there is a chiv to do so. Shlote ela b'kohen kosher. That must be done with a kosher, a kohen, and not a czar. And it must be done b'chlei shares. It must be wearing the big day kahuna. So clearly, this requires a kohen. So how can you tell me that hadlaka is not an avoda? Shmuel says, no, there's a difference, as I just pointed out, between Hatzatzah Salisa Avodahi, Bahadloko Lav Avodahi, as the Tosafot Shoshana pointed out. There are two different actions over here. One is just a flame that's lighting the menorah. The other one is you're actively doing something with pieces of, like a match, of chips of wood, so you're actively doing something and lighting it, so therefore that is considered an Avodah. Shmuel says, okay, that situation, Elamayato, Zor shesidir es hamarocha lichayiv. If you're telling me that the sidur of the marocha is an obligation, nosu b'aron hakohen eish al mizbeach v'orchu eitzim al eish, so then if a non-kohen, if a zor were to put up the wood on the mizbeach, should be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Rav says no, because ikos sidur shnei gzira eitzim. No, because even after they set up the pyre, there has to be the two pieces of wood, the shnei gzira eitzim that you have to put up there, and that's the avodas tama, and therefore anything before that, a czar who did it would not be chayiv misa. Shmuel says, okay, so great. So then Caesar, shnei gzira eitzim, that should be lechayiv. That is an avodas tama. So then a czar who did that should be chayiv. Shmuel says, no, because ikos sidur evarim, because you still have to put the evarim on top of that. So the shnei gzira eitzim is not the last avoda. And as we said, it's only a chayiv misa if a czar did it, if it's the avodas tama, if it's the last avoda. Are you going to then tell me, what about the sidur evarim? So the sidur evarim, we already said, that's included in the haktorah. The general said, we said that Rav said that Haktorah is one of the avodos, that in fact if a Zohar did it, Yechayiv Misa, so that's already included in the general description of Haktorah. Aymar says, V'omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yochanan, Zohar Sidr Shnei Gzir Eitzim Chayiv. Rav Asi said to Rav Yochanan that in fact, if you were Mesader, the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, you are Chayiv, it is an avodas tama. Shmuel says, no, V'hok Pligi, this is exactly what they're arguing about. Mar Sovar Avodatami, we just said, Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan says that it is an avodas tama, He doesn't feel that the placement of the Evarim on it afterwards is a continuation of that. He says, no, there's a separate mitzvah to go put the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim on, and that is the Avod Stama. That finishes the wood carbon. That's the opinion of Asi or Rav Yochanan. That's Mar Sovar Avod Tamihi. As opposed to Rav, Umar Sovar Lav Avod Tamihi. He says that that's not considered an Avod Tama because you have the Haktoris Evarim afterwards, which is the Avod Tama. So after all is said and done, we have the two opinions of Rav and Levi that we brought down earlier. Rav says it's those four avodus and not the Trumas Hadeshen. Azor would be Chayev Misa if he did them. And Levi says also the Trumas Hadeshen. So now we have a Bryce in support of Rav, Bryce in support of Levi. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Levi. What is the Bryce in support of Rav? Tanya Kavasi the Rav, it says, Avodos Shezor Chayev Alei Misa. The Bryce says, Beferish, that the avodos for which a non-Kohen Azor does, you be Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim, are the following. Zrika's dam, the zrika, that's no problem. Bein milifnim, bein lifnai v'lifnim, whether it's done in the Kodesh, or whether it's done lifnai v'lifim, in the Kodesh Kodoshim, all of these are going to be chayev. Whenever you do zrika, any place, you're going to be chayev. V'amazeh b'chata sa'of, likewise if you do the zrika of b'chata sa'of, v'hamematzeh, v'hamakdir b'ola sa'of, and the two activities that you do with the blood of an ola sa'of, you squeeze the blood against the Mizbeach, and you makdir the Ola itself. The Chatas, as opposed to the Ola, is not burnt on the Mizbeach, it's eaten by the Kohanim. And likewise, there is a Mitzvah that's done by the Chatas, but there's a Machlokas whether the Mitzvah by the Chatas is a Chiv or not. So that's why we only mention the Mazah by the Chatas Ov, and we don't mention the Mitzvah by the Chatas Ov, and that's why we only mention the Haktorah by the Ola Ov, because there is no Haktorah by the Chatas Ov. Likewise, Vamenase Shlosha Lugin Mayim, the Nisucha Mayim, and Ushlosha Lugin Yayin, and the Nisucha Yayin. So this Brisa says exactly like Rav. It talks about the various Zrika, it talks about Haktorah, it talks about the Nisuch of the Mayim and the Nisuch of the Yayin, and it does not mention anything about Trumas Hadeshen. Therefore, this is Tanya Kavasi the Rav. But we have a Brisa like Levi. Tanya Kavasi the Levi. The Brisa that holds like Levi says, Beferish the Trumas Hadeshen. This Brisa says, Avodos Shezor Chayev Alei Misa. These are the following Avodos for which a non-Kohen Azor does them. He Bechayev Misa B'di Shemayim. Ha Meirim Es Hadeshen. He starts right off with number one, the Trumas Hadeshen. So this clearly is Tanya Kavasi the Levi, but we'll continue reading the rest of the Brisa. V'shev Azor Shebifnim. Remember we said before, that's why he had Mikol Dvar HaMizbeach, that came to teach us that it included the seven Hazos as well as Sheva Mitzora and the Hazos of the Mitzora. So that's all included. V'amala gabi Mizbeach, bein dover kosher, bein dover posel. And anything that you're putting up on the Mizbeach, any haktorah on the Mizbeach, whether it was allowed to be put up there lechachilo or it's allowed to just go up there b'di'eved, if it stays up, if it went up there, it stays up there. All of these, if a czar were to do it, it would be a chiyuv of bisa. But clearly, again, the part that we're interested in is the very first words of this brisa, Hameirim Es Hadeshen. Therefore, this is Tanya Kavasi the Levi. Finally, we said in the Mishnah that there were different paisos. There were four paisos that they did, four lotteries that they did in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, Loma Mefisu. Why did they do lotteries? Gemara says, really? You're asking that question? Loma Mefisu? That was yesterday's shir. Kedam Ron. Like we said, because the Kohanim were fighting, and therefore they set up a lottery because somebody broke his leg and somebody got stabbed. So Gemara says, no, that's not our question. Ella, Loma Mefisin, the Choshim Mefisin, why are you doing it in four separate lotteries? Do one lottery and get it all done with. So Gemara says, no, we don't want to do that. I'm Rav Yochanan. You want to have lots of fanfare. You want to do this with a big publicization. Kedei lahargish kol ha'azora. You want everybody in the Azora to know about this. As Rashi says, lahashmiya kol hamon am, Rav. You want a lot of people to know what's going on over here. And you do this kam upon him. Shu kovod lamelech. And this is a greater kovod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As now the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Shenemar asher yachtov nam tiksod. Together we will have a very, very beautiful and sweet discussion. Bebeis Elohim nehalek b'rogesh. We walk together with great regesh. Regesh is feeling. And therefore, that's why you want to build up the excitement over here and have multiple payasos. Gemara says, how do they actually do this lottery? Bameh mefisin. Were the Kohanim wearing the big day kahuna, or were they not wearing the big day kahuna? So Rav Nachman Amar, Bivig Dei Chol. They weren't yet wearing the Big Dei Kahuna. We'll see why in a second. For Rav Sheshes Amar, no, they were wearing the Big Dei Kahuna, Bivig Dei Kodesh. What's the rationale behind each one? So Gemara says, Rav Nachman says that they did it Bivig Dei Chol Reb Nachman Amar Bigdei Chol, because the Amis Bigdei Kolish, because if they were wearing the Bigdei Kahuna, you know what's going to happen? Strong armed people are just going to go in there and do it. They're not going to wait for the lottery. Ika Bale Zeros, these strong, tough people, the Chamsei, they're going to grab the Avde, and they're going to do the Avoda without waiting for the lottery. So don't give them the Bigdei Kahuna, and this way they won't grab and do it, because only the ones who win the lottery will be given their Bigdei Kahuna. Nope, that's a good reasoning. Why did Rav Sheshes disagree and said no? They gave them the Bigdei Kahuna. Rav Sheshes looked at it from a different point of view. Rav Sheshes Amar, they did it the Bigdei Kodesh. They did the lotteries with the Kohanim already wearing the Bigdei Kahuna because if somebody won, they'd be so excited about winning. The Amris Bigdei Kahuna, if they were in their weekday clothing, the guy that won the Trumas Hadeshen, he'd be running as soon as he could. I won the lottery, and he'd be running towards the Mizbeach to do the Trumas Hadeshen. And Agav Chavivusei, because of his great desire to go do the mitzvah, Mikru V'Avdei, he's going to forget that he's not wearing the Bigdei Kahuna. And therefore, that's going to be a problem. Now Gemara continues and says, Rav Nachman says, I'll show you that I'm right, that you do this with Bigdei Chol. I'm Rav Nachman, you know, I mean a lot. Where do I get my idea that you bedavka do it with the Bigdei Chol? So he says from the following, that now we learned in a Mishnah in Talmud, the Mishnah is there say, Misorim lechazonim. They would give the Bigdei Kahuna to the Kohanim after they had the lottery. And they would take off their clothing, their Bigdei Chol, and they only had them wearing the michnesayim. In other words, they were unclothed except for wearing their pants on. Now, we turn to Chafei Amud Aleph. Here's the proof to Rav Nachman. My lav bi'osan shezoch l'payis. Aren't we talking about those people that won the lottery? So they were now allowed to go and put on the Bigdei Kahuna. So they took off their Bigdei Chol, and now they started to put on the Bigdei Kahuna. So that's what Rav Nachman says. This is the proof. Rav Sheshes says, absolutely not. It's a proof to me. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said the name of Rav Sheshes. No, the exact opposite. No, we're talking about, we're talking specifically about the Kohanim that lost the lottery, and they were wearing the Bigdei Kahuna at the time, and now they took them off. So, and this makes very good sense, because if you're telling me that they were wearing Bigdei Chol, and now you're putting on Bigdei Kahuna, then you have the order wrong. Because these Sokadaitach Biosin Shezachu Lefayis, if you're telling me that they were wearing Bigdei Chol, like you Rav Nachman want to say, and this is applicable only for the people that won the lottery, so Lo Yemenichan Aleim Elam Nechusayim Bavad. So then you're telling me that they took off the rest of their Bigdei Chol, left on the Bigdei Chol pants, and now they put on the Bigdei Kahuna shirt, the ketones, and the mitznefes, and the avnate, and only then put on the pants? Vatanya. We had this in the shir the other day that we said bedavka, the pants are the first thing that you put on. We darshed it out. Talmud Lomar umilchzei bat you al b'saro, that they should be the first thing on his body. So therefore, Rav Sheshes says it's proof to me that they were wearing Bigdei Kahuna, and in fact that the Kohanim that lost the lottery, they took off the other clothing. They just left on the michnasayim, as they took off the mitznefes, the avnei, and the ketones, the midobad, and they just had left on the michnasayim, and then they got into their weekday chol garments, and then they took off the michnasayim, so they shouldn't be naked. No, that's a very good point that Rav Sheshes made. What does Rav Nachman do with that answer? V'idach, what does Rav Nachman say? He says, no, halo kashi. He says, no, you're reading it wrong. Hachitani, this is what the Mishnah and Talmud is telling us. Ad sha'odan aleim bigdei chol, while they have their Bigdei Chol on them, their Bigdei Chol shirt, so take off their Bigdei Chol pants, and Malbish no son Michasei Kodesh, and put on their Bigdei Kodesh pants, which go on first. You want them to be naked. So they're tznius, so they're still wearing their big tunic, their weekday Bigdei Chol tunic, and now they put on the Michasei pants, the Michnasayim, the Michasei Kodesh, and then, Vayu Mashit no son Bigdei Chol, then they take off the shirt that it's the Bigdei Chol, and and the only thing that they had on them when they took off their shirt was now the Michnasei Bad, the Michnasei Kodesh, and that is what we meant in the Pasuk when we said that that's the first thing that has to be put on. Michnasei Bad, Yuav Asara is referring to the fact that they had their Michnasayim on as the first one of the Bigdei Kodesh, but not that they were naked until they put it on. They had their Bigdei Chol on, and they took off their Bigdei Chol pants, put on the Michnasei Bad Kodesh pants, and then took off their Bigdei Chol shirt and put on the ketones for the shirt. Now, we'll stop over here. In tomorrow's shir, Rav Sheshes will bring a proof to his shita. Rav Nachman just tried to bring a proof. Rav Sheshes negated it, and then Rav Nachman explained why he was right. So, that proof Each one learns in his own way. Tomorrow we'll give a proof that Rav Sheshes brings down. With this, we conclude today's shiur.